Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Remember, he said among his own disciples, he spoke to those that didn't believe in parables. But when he talked to them, he opened it up to them. Is that right? Hallelujah. Go back to Samuel. He said, if he calls you again, just say, speak, for your servant hears. Verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, we'll back up, but verse 10. The Lord came and stood and called as at other times. He's right in the room with the boy. But Samuel didn't know it, did he? To him, it was just a normal night. And he thinks Eli's calling him from the next room. But the Lord comes and says, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. And when he said that, here comes revelation about what's about to happen, affecting the priesthood, affecting the nation, affecting the whole thing. Hallelujah. Somebody said out loud, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
I'm willing to hear.
I'm willing to hear.
Hallelujah. Now don't try to make him speak to you in an audible voice. That's not the usual way he communicates with us. We have the witness of the Spirit. How many think Luke really did hear from God about writing the gospel account of Luke?
Yes, he did.
It's blessing us. Amen. Is that right? Did he really hear from God?
Yes.
Is it affecting the whole world?
Yes.
And yet, didn't say he heard a voice or saw anything. Now go with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts and the 9th chapter. Saul, who later became known as Paul, is going around breathing out threatenings, persecuting the church, dragging men and women out of their houses, persecuting them, being a part of them being killed, stoned like Stephen. I mean, he is enemy of the church number one. But on the road to Damascus, on his way to hurt some more Christians, he met a bright light. Whoo! Brighter than the noonday sun. How many believe this really happened?
Yes.
And when it came, a voice spoke, and they all fell on the ground. And there's an answer here. I won't take time to go into it. But if you'll read one chapter, it says the people with him heard the voice. And if you read another chapter, it said they didn't. People take verses like that and say, well, see, there's contradictions in the Bible. You can't believe it. Don't hear any of that.
Nope.
Look at the original language, and there's a great revelation there. We read the Wiest translation and some others, Young's Literal and what have you, and you'll see they heard the sound of the voice, but they didn't understand what was said. So both of them are true. They heard it, but they didn't hear it. And this, you see this in other places in the New Testament. For instance, in John 12:27, Jesus said, he's saying, now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. This is an audible voice out of heaven. The people, therefore, that stood by heard it and said what?
It thundered.
Some others said, maybe an angel spoke to him. Did they get it?
No.
They didn't get it. Why? They didn't have ears to hear it. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Jesus heard it perfectly. So obviously, you can hear and not hear. A lot of them just thought, oh, it thundered. That was some thunder over there. And it was the Almighty speaking out of heaven to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now look at Acts 9. We've been looking at examples of prophets who heard the Spirit say, who heard the word of the Lord came to them saying. And I had mentioned that you will see this more prominently in the ministry of the prophet. That's part of that ministry gift. But it's not limited to the prophet's ministry. Acts 9, Saul has encountered this bright light and heard this voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you hurting my people? Why are you doing this to me? Does the Lord take it personally, what you do against his people? He takes it personally. And so in verse 10, after you'd had this experience, and he's over shocked and blind and humbled, the Bible said there was a certain disciple. Everybody say disciple.
Disciple.
This is not a prophet. This is not an evangelist. It's not a pastor. It's not a teacher. This is not a preacher. This is a what?
A disciple.
At Damascus, named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision. How did it start? Ananias? Ananias? In the nighttime, I suppose. Ananias? What did he say? I'm here, Lord. Keep going. The Lord said to him, get up. Go to the street which is called Straight. This is an address. Inquire in the house of Judas, of one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. He didn't know these people. Ananias didn't know these people. May not have known anything about this house or place. God gave him the address. And the house. And the names of the people there. Does God still move like this today?
Yes.
This is word of knowledge. And this is word of wisdom.
Yes.
And this is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And it's not a prophet. Do I have any disciples in here? Disciples?
Yes.
Believers?
Yes.
Disciples of the Lord?
Yes.
Now I'm not saying you should expect this to happen to you every other day or every other year. But it can happen.
Yes.
Especially if you're the type of person that God can talk to.
Yes.
That you have ears to hear. You're willing to hear. You know, why did he tell this? There were a lot of other believers in town.
Yes.
Why did he call Ananias' name that night?
Yes.
Well, there's no wonder why he called him.
Right.
Read the very next verse. He said, back up to verse 11. He said, go and ask for this Saul of Tarsus. He's praying. That's a word of knowledge. And he has seen in a vision. How would Ananias knew he had a vision? The Lord's telling him. He saw a man named Ananias, parenthesis, you, coming in, putting his hand on him, that he may receive his sight. Paul's in a bad way. He can't see. He don't know what's going on. Keep reading. Ananias answered. And here's what we're getting to, why he didn't tell a lot of other people in town. Lord, I've heard about this man from a lot of people. How much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he's come and he's got authority from the high priest to bind all that call on your name, parenthesis, me. And here's no doubt, one big reason why the Lord is Ananias is hearing from the Lord tonight. Because the Lord said to him, get going. Get on your way. Because he is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. I'll show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. See, more confirmation that Paul didn't miss God. Right? It happened exactly like the Lord told him. Keep going. And what happened? No more arguing. No more questions. See, in order to hear from the Lord, you've got to be willing to get up in the middle of the night and go track down the KGB. Are you listening? Go track down somebody or whoever is a known enemy of the church, just looking for people to lock up, and you're just going to show up voluntarily and tell him you want to pray for him. It's no wonder why a lot of people didn't hear this word. But Ananias, he's not a prophet. No reason to believe he's an apostle or a pastor. But he knows God. I said he knows God. He's a praying man. And the big thing, he's a man that will do anything God tells him to do if it's walking right into a trap. If it's walking right into death. Here we go. Here we go. Ananias went his way. Went to the address the Lord gave him. Went to the house the Lord told him. Asked about the man that lived where. Found him. And found Saul. And he walked right in there. Put his hands on him. See, Paul can't see. Next thing he knows, he hears somebody walk in and he feels these hands on his head. He said, Brother Saul. Now, that's saying a lot. Somebody that's killing Christians right and left. What does that mean? If the Lord says he's a chosen vessel, if he's good enough for him, he's good enough for me. I'm going to call him brother. Is that right? Yeah. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared to you in the way as you came, have sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Keep reading. Immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. He received sight forthwith. Don't you know he was happy about it? And he got up and was baptized. And Saul, the enemy of the church, became Paul. Hallelujah. Apostle to the Gentiles that we're still preaching about what God gave him tonight. Hallelujah. All these centuries later, the word of the Lord made a huge difference in his life. Does he still speak? Can we still hear? Hallelujah. Say it again. Speak, Lord. Your servant hears.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.